Hey, KFC Radio listeners, you can find every episode of KFC Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
A few hours later, I was like, didn't you have to catch a red eye? And he admitted to me, he goes, well, you know, there's no red eye. I just kind of figured important guys catch red eyes. Isn't that fascinating? And I moved in with him after, post the red eye lie.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah,
yes.
Let's do it. All right, Rachel Feinstein's here, and you're looking great. You're done up. You're looking. You're overdressed for my studio. You could have come in here wearing pajamas. You look amazing.
Thank you.
It's nice to have a guest. I don't know. Take it seriously for us for a change. For once, showing us a little respect.
I painted an active lie on my face. None of this
that's
true.
How it works,
I just
right?
Felt like I would just spackle some bullshit on myself and hurl my body out the door. But I'm truly a disgusting person.
Really?
I want you to know that.
Yeah. I don't think I was going to say the exact opposite in everything I've seen of you. You're always like put together. You look great on stage. Looks like you have like fashion sense and you dress well. And
Thank you. I need your voice in my head all the time.
Right? That would be.
I
nice.
Talk about this on stage. But I have a joke about it because my husband can't compliment. Like, he's worthless. Like, on our wedding day, he was like, bringing it. I'm like, that's what you say to a running back, not your wife on her wedding day. He doesn't even know the phrase when you compliment. Like, I'll get ready. I'll be like, do I look okay? He goes, there you go. I'm like, what's that?
What? That's not even the correct response.
I'm like, that's what you say when you're, like, serving meatballs.
Yeah, but almost isn't that, you know, would you rather that or him just repeat some shit he's heard someone else say? That's his version. There you go, babe. Your ass is looking good. It's like that was from the heart.
That was real. An actual compliment.
That's true.
That's what I would say.
That
would be acceptable. I would welcome that. Because you don't want the guy that like every morning is like, you're the perfect.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the guy that's going to make a suit out of your skin. Yeah.
You're a vision.
Like, yeah. No man actually speaks like that.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
You want something in between. But the guy that every morning like brings you roses, I just assume he'll be killing you shortly.
100%. Yeah. It's always that one.
Yeah,
we see it on the internet all the time. The guy who's like casting stones, like, you know, making fun of us or calling us misogynistic or whatever. You find their DMs; they're the weird ones. The ones who are the white knights are always like the weird ones. You know,
exactly.
I'd rather be publicly a little bit of a scumbag and privately not than the alternative. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? Where it's like, listen, frontward facing, not the best, but. But we're a lot better than the shit you're hiding. You know what I mean?
No, if you're hiding, like when I'm on the road, when I used to open for guys, it was always like the family guys, the ones that would be like, you can't say these words, that were just the most disgusting.
Absolutely.
The ones that were like policing every single fuck that you weren't. I'm allowed to say fuck, right?
You can say whatever the fuck. Whatever the fuck you want.
Let me ask the board.
Yeah. Now, literally anything you want.
But yeah, thank you. That's so refreshing.
Oh, I wouldn't
be in trouble.
I wouldn't have it any. I couldn't have it any other way. Like, I've thought about it before because I've seen certain comics I know and podcasters I know that are, like, they are trying to. They're not like clean comics, but they're like, if we don't curse on YouTube, we'll get more views and it can be more monetized. I'm like, maybe I should fucking try that some fucking time. You know, I can't. I could not.
No, sometimes
clean
a
it up,
fuck just punctuates a point. Yeah, like, and replacements sound like replacements for curse words. Yeah, like my mom will be like, the darn, I don't, I'm pissed off and I'm
sugar.
F-bombing. And I'm like,
yeah.
I can't, no. That's
just
not acceptable to
fucking
me.
Say it. We were just talking we had Nikki Glaser on a couple days ago.
She's one of my best friends.
Yeah,
I know.
And
yeah.
She, you know, she's doing Fuckboy Island, but it's F-Boy Island. They And so they're saying F-boy, 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 like all show long. And I'm just like, say it! Say the fucking word!
I know, you
Meanwhile,
want that
she's
release.
She's making jokes about guys like coming on her face, but they're saying F-boy instead. I was like,
I know,
what
isn't it
is
funny how arbitrary
here?
And absurd it is? For, yeah, you can have a come on your face joke, but you can't say the word fuck.
Insanity.
It's truly foolish. And I'll be coming for the people in charge. See that little Jew fist? Isn't that terrifying?
Yeah, listen, I would an angry Jewish woman is not to be trifled with.
Thank
That's
you.
How I've always felt.
Thank you. That is my IG heading.
I saw you I don't even know where it was. It was like a restaurant around here in, like,
really?
In pandemic times. Sam Morril was there and like
oh yeah
Sam's
like one of my best
little,
friends
yeah
probably and, Chinese food we're always complaining in a Chinese restaurant yeah
this was
to like, each other we like over tip but then we dissect the service
well that's
it's very
I
Jewish.
Mean that's what the
yeah.
Jews do yeah yes. We will critique your Chinese food and we will
and I'll
will
apologize for anything like I just over apologize whenever I arrive somewhere I'm always like I'm sorry I'm here and then,
well that's you're a chick yeah, and exactly. Jewish so it all comes together it's like double over apologizing
yeah when I order food I'm like I'll have this and then I'm like I'm sorry and they're like
that's what you're supposed
responsibility in this transaction. It's very confusing. But then I'll be like, don't you think it was weird that she put the napkin there? And he's like, it was unacceptable.
I mean, I could see you two just being a tough crowd to please.
We're not well. Yeah.
No, you're not well.
Nobody that does stand up is
No,
very,
you're
yeah,
all,
a cocktail
I say you're the biggest
issues.
Freaks on the planet.
And you'd be right, sir.
I mean, you're the most, like, I think, talented, you know, hopefully. Some of you suck, but the good ones are the most talented. I think the most, like, fearless and admirable and all these corny adjectives, but also just flat out the fucking
craziest.
Oh,
yeah, no, we're
I
not
think,
well.
I think anybody who does it is, like, just from Jump Street to be like, yes, I'll jump on stage in front of these strangers and, like, entertain them and let them judge me.
No, something
I mean,
very...
like, the number one thing humans don't want to do, and you guys sign up for it.
You're right. Something very profound is missing. And I feel like I was an emergency moron growing up. Like, they had a lot of meetings about me in school and stuff. Mm. So that might have contributed to it. It's a cocktail of things that happen in the early childhood, I think.
What exactly is an emergency moron?
Thanks for asking. I mean, like... Nobody could figure out
like
why
you,
I was
like
so
you didn't
dumb.
You're right. You didn't have like right. an issue, but they were like, but
no,
you can't
I think
read.
I had a lot. There was just a lot of meetings about me all the time. I remember, and they would scan me because I wouldn't focus in school. So my mom was always taking me for scans, like actual brain scans. I would get like suction cups.
Doctor's like, I don't know,
I
man,
love
she's
that
just
he looked
dumb,
up
dude.
From his phone for that. He's like, yeah, listen to the brain scan part. Yeah. He's like liking some woman's ass on Instagram. He's like, oh, wait, why was she getting brain scanned again? But so yeah, they would do these things where they put suction cups on my head.
Oh, that's as fake you know? As it gets.
Yes,
so, like,
they suction cup me.
It's like, that's like some Back to the Future shit. Doc Brown's got some fucking helmet on. Like, I mean,
think they were trying to figure out why, because they said they would give the class an instruction, everybody would go do that thing, and then I would just be sitting there, like, you know, like a real dummy. And so my mom was like, well, we'll get her scanned. She was a therapist. And I knew that every time I got scanned, I got to, like, stay up late, because I think you can't sleep before the scans.
Oh, so you milk this shit.
Yeah, I got to, like, you know, watch racy movies and stuff. Right. And then one day I woke up and I heard my parents arguing about me, and my dad was like, she's not normal, Karen. And then my mom goes, well, then scan her again, Howie. Just keep rescanning her.
a literal Karen and Howie, yes. Of course.
And that's
Feinstein,
why I play like
I mean,
at the funny box in Toledo. Yeah, because of that, me
she's
just
not
up
normal.
In the middle of the night shaking, listening to the, she's not normal, Karen shit.
I wish I could hear all the things that my parents said about us, like behind, like not to our faces, behind closed doors.
I feel like you would be a favorite son.
I
you know?
Was in my, so I was a horrible child, like baby. Mm-hmm. My mom was like, you cried for literally like 3 or 4 straight years. I had babysitters like turn me away, like showed back up to the house during a babysitter shift. Like sweet little old lady across the street who like everybody loved, who was like, I'm sorry, I just can't do it anymore. Like take him back. And then she said I flipped a switch at like 4 and I was just like the most pleasant child kid
yes.
there. For, and then in my later years after Barstool and divorce and scandals here, it's flipped again. They're like, we fucking hate you. You're
but you
worst.
Probably got laid in high school.
I was a girlfriend guy. So,
but
I mean,
got,
I
like,
did
you,
get laid. I had a girlfriend.
Had a, you had some sort of steady stream coming in because
yeah,
I have
yes,
this
yes.
theory, and I have no formal education, but I have this theory that guys that don't get laid in some certain window sometimes, a certain kind of guys, no matter how much they get laid later on, believes they're owed some sort of back puss between 15 and like 8 and 20 or
it's
something.
It's so true. You're making up for like this lost time.
Yeah, towards women in general. Those are the guys I try to remind myself because I read all my comments. There's some guy named Mr.
Twat
Waffles.
That's a good idea.
It's healthy.
Yeah, Mr. Twat Waffles is definitely worth the time.
There's a guy named Mr. Twat Waffles that really hates me. Mm.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard seltzer beverage company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Mm-hmm. Ed, shout out, Mr. T-Dubs. What's up, man?
And Mr. Twat Waffles, he always comments under my videos. And then there's another guy named Muffeater69 that sticks up for me. And Twat Waffles was like, she stinks. And Muff Eater was like, do you actually think she has the time to read this? And I was like, actually, my schedule is pretty
nothing
clear.
But that, brother.
So one point for Twat Waffles.
I know both of your names, and I tell stories about you.
But you think he didn't get laid? Mr. Twat Waffles probably just didn't have that window fill. And I know comedians that are just getting mountains of ass, but they still they're not quite right because they feel that that window was emptied and they have like a chip on their shoulder.
And it's like, you know, they have a certain type because it's like, this is the girl in high school they couldn't get or the one they had a crush on. So now I only fuck like brunettes who are this height and wear these clothes. Yep. And I think there's something that's like, I think every guy is kind of like, if you fucked one girl on your deathbed, you wish you fucked two.
Of course.
If you fucked 101 girls, you wish you fucked 102. There'll always be like some sort of longing.
It was Emily Dickinson that first said that.
Yes. I think, it was either that or Ben Franklin. I don't know. One of these people.
Founding fathers.
But I think if you do, there is something about getting it out of your system. And I think if you do it at the right time in the right way, you'll be a little more normal, I think.
Where I
it's
think
just
so.
Like, I did all that already, you know?
Yes.
I also think it's a level of, you know what I think it really is? And this just kind of dawned on me right now. If you are dealing with girls, hooking up with them, dating them, breaking up with them, fighting with them, all of that shit, you get sick of it.
Sure.
Right? I'm like, at some point, it's like, I just want to find like a nice girl who like doesn't bother me anymore. Because I've been fucking fighting them for like a decade, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And if you didn't get with girls and you never experienced that, you're like open to like dealing with the bullshit at a later age. You know, like I can't imagine now dating someone who's like, we're fighting in public and we're bickering and all that shit. It's just like, no, I'm not doing that anymore.
I also feel like there's a certain kind of girl that like will be, you know, and like in rom-coms, it's always like, you always have like two choices. Either it's the girl that's like, I'm one of the guys. I love going to the games.
Right.
Or it's like the other, you know, the girl at the strip club. She's like, yes, this is cool. I'm cool with everything.
Yes.
Or pretends she likes threesomes, but she's just like silently weeping
afterwards.
You can fuck
another girl. Yes.
There's that girl. Or then there's the other one that's just like, we need to be at the Container Store. Mm-hmm. Like they always have us wanting to be at the Container Store. Like we've got a really busy Saturday.
HomeGoods, we have to buy baskets to put inside the baskets.
Yeah, but I will say that I feel like a lot of guys are like that too, because like my husband's like anal neat. Like he really runs a tight ship around the house, and I'll wake up and I know I'm in trouble, but I don't really know like what for yet.
Oh, wow.
You know?
That sounds like a little role reversal here.
Like night two of the pandemic, I walk into the kitchen. He goes, why are there three open seltzers? Like he's backed up, just pacing about why there are three open seltzers. And I'm like, isn't the bigger mystery who could give a fuck why there are three open seltzers? Like what happened?
They're like 49 cents each, dude. It's okay.
Who gives a shit? But he's like pacing, and he's used to being like the boss at the firehouse. So he's like, he'll walk me around and like show me my messes. So I'll be like, what happened here? Just talk to me about this. You know, he's like, it's just weird. Three open seltzers. I'm like, there's never going to be a good story behind that. It's not like I'm going to be like, well, it all started.
Here's why.
It was blowing hookers, and then the next thing you know,
three bottles open.
LaCroix.
Can you believe it? It was a crazy night, man.
Yeah, it's like, get off my dick. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds like a little bit of a gender reversal.
Yes,
sure.
He is definitely the more anal one.
Will he do, my favorite is when you're in trouble, Which is just so crazy as an adult to be like, I'm in trouble.
I'm in trouble a lot.
I lived in the doghouse. I said my thing. I was always in a doghouse. It was just how big or small it was. Mm-hmm. Can I move around? Can I turn around? Can I lay down?
Right.
Or am I like in the doghouse? Yes. That was my whole existence. And that and just a constant stream of listening to someone slam cabinets. Like angrily slam the cabinet. Like putting things down like that. Just walking in the way of the TV. It's like, okay, I'm in trouble for something.
Yes.
I don't even know what it is.
It's a control thing with like the stuff around the house. But like when I go on the road, I'm like an extra animal just because I'm so free, you know? So I'll just like lay on my stomach, eat macaroni and cheese with like a coffee filter.
Oh, yeah. You're probably
everybody
disgusting.
Everybody just cool your
road.
Erections at home. I know this is a really hot story.
I could see you being filthy on the road and not in the good way.
I'll drop it into my face because I know that he can't.
He's not there.
Yeah,
you should FaceTime him and be like, look what I'm doing.
I know.
I'm eating on the bed with macaroni and cheese on my face.
But yeah, he's just like, yeah, he really runs a real tight ship. And then he wants me to answer for like what I did. I'd be like, you brought the dishes to the sink, but then it's just weird.
You didn't put it in the dishwasher.
I'm like, this is not Forensic Files. Like, no one's going to bag this scene up and send it to a lab. Fuck off.
I feel like it's easier to get away with that. As usually as, you know, stereotypically it's the woman kind of giving you a hard time like that. And it's almost like expected or the guy is like, yeah, this is just
what
girls do.
Right, he's used to the nagging.
But coming from a guy, I don't know, what is that easier to take, harder to take? Does it work? Do you even care? And you're just like, whatever, dude.
No, it's a little bit annoying. I mean, I'm sure I'm annoying. He always says I'm inappropriate. I'm sure I'm exhausting to live with. Like right after he comes, I always go.
I mean, it's been 5 minutes. I'm like, never. This would never work. This would never work, babe. It's a good thing you're married.
I thought I had a shot.
Sorry, pal. That's it for you.
Dear diary, I became pretty close to getting him today. I thought he was going to be inside me, but then he told me the truth, and it hurt so bad.
That's another thing, telling the truth. That's for the birds. Your friend Nikki is all on that, on this train about always tell the truth about everything to everyone. I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Really? That seems exhausting.
Insane, yeah. Too, though. It's like, if I told you the truth about everything, everybody would hate me. Nobody, you know, part of being like a socially well-adjusted adult is lying to people's faces.
I feel like, yeah, you have to tell a certain amount of...
There's like 3 people in the whole world who I could be like truly honest with and that would still like tolerate me as
a person. Your day would be a disaster if you told them. That's what they make like fun-loving comedies about people that just tell the blatant truth.
Yeah.
No. You can't, like I used to, when I would have, when I worked a day job, I would do, my brother taught me this thing where if you want to call in sick, you have to do what's called first. There's a phase where you seed the illness. It's
yes,
the seeding phase.
For
and that's
sure.
When you just like maybe make a weird thing with your shoulder and people are like,
when
you
you're
get
at
that
work.
Checked out.
Yeah, you got to. If you need to skip work on Friday, you got to start working on Tuesday.
Exactly. Yes. Then you do the seeding. That's maybe Monday, Tuesday is seeding. And then like Wednesday, Thursday, this is where my brother got real sick, is propping. He bring in a prop, like an ice pack. He's like, nobody can argue with a prop.
You're putting in a sling or something like that.
And then people are like, you've really got it. He's like, no, but I care about something. And they're like, Justin, stay home.
Right,
and then by the next Monday, you're at the beach. So it's succeeding propping. And then
I learned I had a real job before this fake Peter Pan one. And I bet this works even better now. But towards like the tail end of that job for me is when we started to get into like feelings and emotions in society, you know? And I would just be like, I have like a family issue. And they would just be like, say no more. Like, I don't know what that could possibly mean. So, like, just go take care of it. And, like, now I feel like if you're in the corporate world and you're like, you know, I've just got, like, some...
I feel scared this morning.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I have some mental health issues and, like, I need to get to my, like, you know, safe space. They'd be like, okay, because we don't want to catch a lawsuit. Like, just go, you know? I feel like you can throw out whatever bullshit you want now.
It is kind of fascinating. Yeah, you could just call your boss and be like, I'm feeling a little fearful. Yeah. And
yeah, no. Did you see the news
unsafe
today? Like, you know, see what? Or, like, the election this week, I think it's just dangerous for me to be out. It's like, what?
I know. You can say a lot of nonsense.
I feel like you could get away with everything now.
I had also one time my brother, same brother, he was taking care of this kid and he wanted to go to the beach and he told he killed off a grandma.
The kid.
Yes.
And, yeah.
No, the kid. He finally murdered the child. And that's the end of my
mom.
It's
a lot easier to go
tale.
To the fucking beach when the kid's dead.
So he said his grandma died.
You got to be careful
then,
you play that game.
I know. Then
keep track of your death.
You're so right, because then our cat died that week. And then the woman called my house, and my mom answered. And she was like, I'm so sorry for your loss. And my mom was like, oh, don't worry about it. She was throwing up all over the basement.
Oh, shit.
She was
13 anyway.
Yeah.
She was with us for a long time, 13 years. Oh, man, that's funny. She crawled in the back of the closet. She was ready to die anyway. That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy? And it was, and they had a full completed exchange where they both believed. She probably thinks my mom is such an insane cunt.
Imagine that. Just like, honey, you know that woman I tell you about at work? They're horrible to her mother. They tortured that poor lady. I think I need to report them.
And we finally told my mom about the whole thing, like last Thanksgiving.
We put her down.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
She was like, oh my goodness, that's why Debbie always looks at me strangely. She goes, I thought she was very weird to keep calling about Mojo. That was the dead cat's name. She goes, but whenever I see her at Safeway, she always, you know, I said, listen, she's throwing up all over the place. It was time. She was getting a little disgusted.
That is really good. Yeah, you play fast and loose with that one. You're going to get in trouble. That's hilarious. So I can't even imagine a house of like a Jewish comedian and a firefighter, New York City firefighter. That's a fucking walking sitcom in its own right.
It is.
Or a horror, you know, one or the other. It's either a sitcom or soon to be a Netflix documentary.
I mean, we do have like completely opposite like families. Like my mom is like aggressively liberal. She would have preferred if I married a Nigerian lesbian.
Right, right.
And his family, like they all wear like FDNY t-shirts tucked into FDNY sweatpants, you know, and they kind of, they just sort of guard their property during the day. You know, like my mom's worldview is like, how can we build a more inclusive nation? His family's like, the government's on their way over to take your shit, all right? So buy crypto, fucker, wise up. Firefighters love crypto.
Do they?
Yes,
that's funny.
And my husband sells Bitcoin. They like either crypto or cash. They want the most visible or the most invisible form of money.
Right,
and they don't trust anything.
Where is he from?
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
He grew up in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, yeah.
But they all have that salty accent. They pronounce it like Foya Foyda, like F-I-Y-A-F-I-D-A. It sounds like a little kid trying to say what his daddy does. Like, my daddy's a Foya Foyda.
Except they're grown men.
Exactly.
Who fight fucking fires. It's crazy.
I know. That's the thing is, when I am giving him shit, I have to remind myself.
Like,
he's like,
you're
a
goddamn hero, huh? Yeah.
Because we
how annoying is that?
It's very annoying.
I feel like I would get very sick of
people
of my
stop
spouse
and thank him for his service.
I know.
And I'm like, he's actually being kind of a dick right now.
I got like an uncle, pseudo uncle, who like there was a time we were out somewhere. It was like pretty post 9/11, like 2003-ish maybe.
Yeah.
So, and like someone was like staring at him, just like looking at him. And he was kind of like, like, what is it, man? He's like, I'm sorry. I just wanted to know what it's like to look at like a real hero. And he was like, shut the fuck up, man. You know, like, and we were all like, puke.
It's a lot.
Like, this guy like farts in his sleep all night. Like, this guy's a fucking hero, I guess.
Yeah, it's weird because they're like, they're both. Yeah, they're that, but they're also just complete jackasses.
There needs to be a show, either scripted or unscripted or something. And I know you do it in your comedy pretty well, that like lets the world know what that life is like, because it's a unique one. It's a weird one.
No, I do have a pilot about
family,
it right
you?
Now.
Yeah,
but it's, about, and it's like they have names for it too. Like people that are married to the firefighters,
what do they call it?
Badge bangers.
Yeah, there you go. That's great.
So that's probably what I'll call my next special, because I have like an hour about it, and there's just a whole scene, you know, like in Staten
it's
Island.
It's a whole little bubble, a little world
this
of
is
it.
My life now.
Yeah, there's like a vocabulary. Yeah. You know, it's like when they say like they build worlds, like sci-fi people or nerds build like the world of the hobbits and the wizards and all that. There's a whole world that you got to build of
it's
firefighters.
True.
You got to know the hierarchy. You got to know the terminology. You got to know the, you know, all of that shit. And I'd imagine, you know, when you're a wife or the girlfriend, it's like you're right in that world too. It's not
And then like now a lot of this is my life, and I go to these like FDNY Staten Island dinner dances, and it'll just deposit me at like a shrimp station somewhere. All the women are named Gina. There's just like a lot of Ginas. It's just like a sea of
everyone's from princes. Staten Island named Gina.
The guys are generally named Vinny. There's an occasional Gina. Dino.
Yeah.
And and I'll just be there and he'll get mad at me because he says, like, yeah, he always says I'm inappropriate because I have to do a lot of, like, Catholic stuff now, you know? You're, I don't know if you're Catholic, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, like...
You know how you guys have that little, like, Jesus, like, snack that you eat in the middle of the service? Mm-hmm. What's it called again? The
communion.
Little Jesus cheese.
The host's communion.
Okay, the Jesus.
You mean the flesh of Christ? Thank you. Do not disrespect my Messiah. You guys, you murderers. You guys really made the wrong call on that one. It was
it
like, is this guy
really
the man?
Killing him. It was
this
weird.
Everybody was like, is he the one or is he not? We're not sure. And the Jews were like, let's just kill him.
I mean, he was being kind of annoying.
Very preachy.
He was he was preachy. A nag, you know?
And he was a show off.
He would definitely have counted open seltzers.
Wine. Yeah, he would have thousands of seltzers open.
Of course, yeah. And he was getting annoyed with me because he was saying that, well, okay, so I'm in the service with the Ginas and the firefighters were like sitting over there in their uniforms. And you know how you guys have this thing, which I think is so cool? I love watching the guys do this. I don't know, they look so cute in their uniform. And there's a second one like this.
That one when you cross in your mind and in your thoughts, and in your words and in your heart.
Yeah, and I was just being stupid, you know. And
you're doing
I was
head shoulders.
Like,
you're doing the Macarena
like
and shit. Yeah.
He's like, stop it, cut it out. I was like, no, sorry. You know? And then they announced that they were going to take the Jesus Cheez It. And I was like, we get a snack? And he's like, it's not a fucking snack. It's the body of Christ. And I was like, trying to figure it out. I'm like, well, how does it work? And he's like, Christ. I was like, is it Christ? Like, his, you know, calf or something? And he's like, no, the priest could turn anything into the body of Christ. So I was like, so what do we get? Like a cheesesteak or something? I'm like, if he could turn anything, why would it be like a tasteless wafer?
Wine? The wine's even weirder.
The wine is very weird.
Let's all drink from the same cup.
It is a very strange practice.
And
they just
wipe the edge with a little cloth. Like, okay, that now the herpes is gone now.
But the wine, I don't really understand. What is the wine?
That's the blood, you idiot.
The blood, sorry.
The bread is the flesh and the blood is the wine is the blood, you moron, you Jewish idiot.
I do like when you call me an idiot for some reason.
Stop saying dumb things.
That's fair. It's time for somebody to get scammed.
You eat the flesh, you drink the blood, and then the Jesus is inside of you, and you're forgiven for your sins.
You give
me the money.
Idiot. Yeah. I think it's because in those old shows, you know how like the husband and wives were always calling each other dumb? That always made me laugh as a kid because it's just you're going all the way with somebody because you're dumb. That's why.
I used to think the funniest humor in the world was just spouses being mean to each other. Heavy foreshadowing for my life. But when I first started here, I was 25, 6, whatever. Mm. And I'm writing these blogs and putting out material for like a 25-year-old, whatever. And then the comments section, Mr. Twat Waffles and shit, we had ones. Steak and Shake was one and Blowjob, something or other. There's all these names that I knew, and they were all older guys who were just killing time at work, loved the blogs, and they were like just joking, quote unquote, about how much like they hate their wives and hate their lives. And I would just die at how fucking funny
it
I found
is
it.
Funny.
Like you're just trapped in this hell of your own making, and you hate it, and she hates you, but you love each other, and you
exactly,
and you like don't fuck each other, but you can't fuck anybody. It was just I just find it so fucking funny.
I had a friend's dad who used to just walk around the house, and he would be like, "Shit, Kathy!" Like he was just and for anything. Like we never knew what Kathy's latest defense was.
My mom is Kathy, and I mean my mom and dad are just hate each other like poison, but you know they absolutely couldn't live without each other either,
of course, yeah.
You know, but it's like everything, like he was making her he makes her a cocktail at 5 o'clock every day, and he opens up she has one of those drawer freezers and he scoops out the ice and it's just like ice is clanking around. It's so loud when you make the drink. Like, can't you just put the ice in nicely? I was like, Mom, Jesus Christ.
I know, like everything.
He's like doing you a service, but the ice is so loud. It's like crazy things. Like one day you're going to slaughter each other over the fucking ice.
I think like a lot of, I think it's because it's just, because they do love each other and it's better to just say the worst thing possible
just
sometimes.
Get it out.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, my dad goes to bed at 7:30.
Really? That's a hostile bedtime. He's really trying to avoid people.
Yeah, and then he wakes up at like 3 or 4. It's like they're living on West Coast time. Like,
whenever
it's like
my parents,
a time difference between them. They live in the same place.
My mom goes to bed really early too, and when she, not that early though, that's why, that's a big swing, a 7:30.
The sun is still fucking fully in the sky, Rachel. It's crazy. I'm like just getting off of work, and he's like, see you tomorrow. I'm like, no, you won't. Like, probably not. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like, but it does make me laugh also. And you know, in those old movies where they'll be like, where I also think it's funny. I think it's funny when people call each other idiots, but also when people are told to leave, like sternly, and they come back in through a variety of other entrances. That also always makes me laugh.
Classic.
Classic.
Hits like, every time.
Again,
I'm back.
But in a
Santa
costume.
Yeah.
What is that?
Classic.
It's always funny, right? In Trading Places where he comes back with like a dirty Santa. That's such an old reference, but... But, like, I love any movie where somebody's like, this is the last time. Or if somebody comes back into, like, a snooty, important place and they're just, like,
a
foul
wildly
pig.
Specific thing.
I don't even know why I'm here and what I was supposed to be discussing in the first place.
Am I awake? Is this, like, a fever dream? What's happening here?
When do I do the broad jump? When does the tough mutter start?
We can start jumping. That would be good for the cameras. If everyone's like, who's this Jewish chick jumping? What's going on?
I was just watching it like, ugh, what do I have to do now? Because I'm always like, it's
so
a morning show.
This company was like built on dumb shit like that.
Yeah.
And it started out, it was like 4 or 5 of us. At one point, it was really just 3 of us who were doing dumb videos like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had to do a exercise things, combine, you had to eat
an egg
contest,
with a spoon or something.
Dumb
yeah.
shit. And I'm like, at that point, I was like skinny fat and out of shape, not exercising, not doing anything. I hated all of it. And now there's a million more people here. I'm like, you guys do that shit. I am done. I did my time. I'm not fucking rolling around, jumping in the fucking, no, I'm out. I'm finished with it, man.
It was so funny because I was so resigned that I was going to have to do whatever they were doing. I was just like trying to focus. I'm like, I have to eat whipped cream.
You're in like heels and a dress. Yeah. And he's like, all right, bitch, it's your turn. Jump. Fucking jump. See how far you can go.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
How many push-ups can you do?
In Toledo at some morning show, and
yeah.
they're like, "Okay, so
why
you have to
do
taste
that?"
And
I think I've heard recently every comic podcast that I listen to, you all talk about how much you hate the morning shows, and everyone agrees and admits that it doesn't really sell tickets. So why the fuck do you do it? Just
it's a
say
good
no.
question because
just say no.
I always want to try to be nice, and I'm not good at saying no. So whatever the club asks me to do, it's an apologizing thing. I just do it. Yes, I'll like bitch about it, or
I think it's.
But
so
I'm just
stupid.
Like, okay, they asked me. I can't be, you know.
I know, but
because it takes so little to be called like difficult. So I'm always like,
I know. Well, especially as a chick, you get that tag pretty quickly.
Yeah,
but I mean, like. It's not, you're not being difficult when you're like, I don't want to get up at like 7 in the morning to do this fucking thing that does, it's not going to work.
No, I need to be.
Maybe back in the day it did, but like now it's like.
No, those aren't the people that go to comedy shows. No. Those people are like in the winter of their lives.
Those
are people in
are
hospice.
About,
if you're watching like.
They're about, literally about to die.
Yes.
They're like the cat. They're throwing up in the basement.
It's
they're
true.
Done.
Those are not like comedy fans anymore.
No. And like
you're,
just everything.
You're
going to
help me have better boundaries. God damn it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be like, this guy that called me an idiot said I could start to draw lines.
You do podcasts and you do social media stuff. That's how you're going to sell your tickets. Everything else for the birds.
I think
you're right.
Catch up. I do think you're right. How did this happen? Like, how did you end up here? Were you an Olympian?
We just told a bunch of dick. Just told a bunch of dick jokes.
Wait,
until
were
it
you a quarterback? What did you do?
No, not at all. I
keep wanting to go to the board again.
I was.
I don't know
if
I'm allowed to talk to the board.
I was.
Let's go to a caller. Actually, let's just go to a caller.
We got some. We could probably bring up some calls. We have people.
Really?
We have them leave messages, so it's not like live. So we play their voicemails, and they are just always batshit crazy.
Oh, okay.
So that's
let's
usually.
Let's do that.
Where we
go. I'm down for that.
Do we have? Can we cue some up? Do we got any in the can?
Yeah.
The, like while she pulls it up, what was like the latest one?
So wait, you were an accountant?
I was an accountant. Yeah.
And then
this, I went like I did that for like 4 years for like the last two of them. I was doing both at the same time. Mm. I kind of had this like double life. This used to be a much smaller operation. We had no office. Everyone was working out of home. So it started in Boston and I was like the New York branch that opened. Yeah. So I was like working out of home and I was like secretly blogging while doing my accounting job.
And was it called?
Terrible at it.
What was your blog called?
It was still Barstool Sports. It was just like Barstool New York. There was Barstool Boston, then there was Barstool New York, and then Barstool Chicago, and da, 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 da. And then we grew big, and then we brought it all under one roof. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, it was just like guys, kind of like the typical blogger, like in your underwear on your couch.
Yeah.
But growing it like pretty fucking big. So
that's pretty cool.
Like, what do you do for like? Do you get paid for that? It's like yes.
Yeah, yes, of course you do. You know, yes.
Join us in the fucking.
And then
real
you just
world.
Brought all your friends in.
Some of us are friends.
Did you bring your Boston guys? Like your
So it started in Boston, and then I was New York. So we would bring in like New York mm-hmm. guys to cover New York teams and New York shit. And then now it's to the point where we're getting like interns and college kids, and people just want to be a part of like a big media company. But in the beginning, it was just a bunch of, like a handful of guys being like, I don't know.
Do you do a TED talk about this? You should.
We don't do a TED talk, but I feel like the founder of it, Dave, is wildly rich now, and I think he's doing like business talks and shit like that.
Well, that's funny because Dave's on line three and he wants to say something to you.
You'd love to. The Portnoys are. It was funny because it was a Boston Jewish guy and a New York Irish guy. Like everyone always said, we should kind of like we should have like swapped personas. It would have made a lot
absolutely.
More sense to have the New York Jew and the Boston Irish guy, but totally backwards. Do we have voicemails?
I would expect that they'd be sick and wrong, so don't worry.
Yeah.
Usually whenever anybody leaves a voicemail, it's like, you scissor yo or something.
Yeah. Usually we screen them, and it's like, well, this one's not horrifically offensive.
I'll just turn it up loud so we don't have to put the headphones on.
All right, what do we got?
Again, I have no idea.
No, I know. It's all good.
Bite, Nick, Jackie. I fucked up the last one. What was it take two? So a few days ago was my birthday, and I caught a call from a random number that I didn't know, so I didn't answer. And I figure if it's important, then they'll leave a voicemail.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This person did leave a voicemail, and when I went back to listen to it, it was the sales manager from the dealership that I bought my truck from recently. And I had maybe talked to this guy twice, and he was calling to wish me a happy birthday, which I'm sure is just some sort of formality for the dealer for customer service bullshit. And I appreciated the sentiment, but it was the most awkward voicemail I had ever got in my life. And I was so happy that I did not answer it and did not have to talk to this guy about it.
Would you ever leave a voicemail for someone? Have you left a voicemail anytime in the last, decade?
I don't know. I don't tend to leave voicemails or listen to them.
Never.
Did you get my voicemail? Who the fuck do you think I am? How dare you?
Do you think you are?
You obviously don't know who my father is.
Leaving a voicemail for me? Are you out of your fucking mind?
No, it's archaic and humiliating.
It is. My voicemail box has been...
And we will beat them in the next room when we play our fun-loving, wacky games. These people will pay with whipped cream somehow.
My voicemail, the last one, not since 2019, have I even been able to get a voicemail because it's just full.
Yeah.
That's a great corporate world trick, by the way. I let my mailbox at my desk fill up.
Yeah,
nobody
and then
can
you
leave
never
a
have to deal with voicemail.
You can't
that's
be like,
really
I left
smart.
You a voicemail, actually. I'm like, no, you didn't, bitch, because it's filled up for the last, 10 months.
That's actually a really good idea.
If you leave a voicemail to anybody ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you deserve to have your phone taken away from you and maybe have your hands chopped off. maybe you should never be able to communicate with anybody ever again. How about that? Voicemail.
Yeah, my grandmother used to leave them as letters. Like she would be like, Dear Rachel Louise, drink a lot of water, try to be appropriate this evening, and don't curse too much in your talent show. That's what my parents and my grandma called my stand up. My talent show.
Thank God. My parents have no idea how to find a podcast or follow
they don't
me.
Know that's so good it's so
I mean
my
they know that my mom knows she's like I know it's not for me my mom is like a pit bull, but she's like, I know like that humor's not for me, so I'm like just not, I'm just gonna choose not to listen. She's very much like ignorance is bliss. I'm like, thank God.
She's right.
My sister does, she knows that too. My dad, like 6 months into the job, I used to tell him it was just a sports blog, that I was just writing about sports. Mm-hmm. And because some of the guys here do like actual sports coverage. I do not. Right. So he was like, we were at a family event and he just kind of leaned over and was like, so yeah, that's not a sports blog. I was like, no, it's not. He was like, cool, rock on, man. Like, keep doing your thing. But I was like, no, it is decidedly not a sports blog.
So they're proud, but they don't listen.
They're... Oh. They're supportive. They're supportive.
Okay.
I mean, I left. Yeah. They paid for a college for me. I was so lucky. I got my MBA. I got this finance, this accounting job, and then I threw it all down the drain. And they were like, "Not." They were just like, "It's better work, or else you're an asshole."
Yeah.
It worked, but they were never like, you know. They were supportive. They were quietly like, "This is probably going to be a bad idea, but I hope you prove me wrong."
They and quietly tolerated it.
Yeah. How about comedy? I feel like that's got to be along the same lines.
Especially Mom, my like parents in a Jewish were so liberal that they like were very supportive, but like,
is that a thing? I feel like the stereotype would be like a conservative Jewish family, like you got to go get a job and pay your bills and make money. So they're a little bit of an outlier.
Yeah, my dad
outlier.
Was like a civil rights lawyer and a blues musician, and my mom is like a social worker. I moved to New York when I was 17 with this guy and his band called Dick Sister. And my mom had
poor parents.
My mom had no follow-up questions. She was just on the front line and like a dashiki, like sounds fantastic. Like strong women
Dick
rock
sister.
And I'm like, that's not really helpful
Dick
right now.
Sister,
yeah,
wow.
I moved with Dick Sister. I love Dick Sister so much.
She was like, well, I was in a band. I was like a boy with a band named Black Cock, so we're fine. Like, in my day, that was Dick Sister. It was no big deal.
Yes,
so they were, like, very supportive, like, go do your town shows.
I mean, I don't think I don't know if it's support. It should even be called supportive. I mean, it was clearly not okay at all. I should not have been allowed to leave at 17 with
where
Dick
were you?
Sister.
Where were they, actually?
They were in Bethesda, Maryland.
Okay.
And Dick Sister
and you,
just came, picked me
17,
up, and just moved
bounced?
With me. And then he kept dumping me, and I loved him so much, you guys. I was
How dumb are you?
And I was pretty dumb at the time. Maybe less dumb now, but Dick Sister would dump me, and then I would just beg him to take me back, and he'd be like, all right, and then
Fine.
He would undump me, and then he would take me back and then kind of re-dump me.
Yeah.
I remember my dad had
How
to come
old
up.
Is he?
He was like 4 years older than me. It
oh,
might have been illegal
okay,
as well. No,
like
there was this lot
going on. There was a period of time that was for sure illegal. Yep, yep. But it wasn't like he was like 40 or something crazy.
Yeah. No, not. It wasn't that crazy. I mean, that would be really funny if Dick Sister was all 40-year-olds, just 40 or 50-year-old guys. But no, Dick Sister, I really thought they were going to make it big.
Yeah.
And if I could just hold on tight to Dick Sister.
Ride the Dick Sister wave.
And then,
ride the dick, girl.
But he just kept dumping me. And I think I was thrice dumped, I finally was like, all right, I got to move on.
Well, any self-respecting woman, you know.
Sure, of course. How many times can you get dumped by Dick Sister? 3. That's the answer.
How funny is it, too, you know, you just like, if you do, 17 is like young enough that you don't even really care. But if you're older and you're in a stupid relationship where it's like, when you finally get out of it, you look at what you were doing, you're like, what the fuck?
The decisions that I've made are so
crazy.
Like, I was with a guy, this was so crazy, but we met him. He was hanging out outside like Stand Up New York one night, and my friend was like, this guy's kind of like hot, he's kind of your type, and he sort of was like a dusty kind of, he sort of looked like Paul Newman, like he worked at construction or something. He was like a young Paul Newman. He was like hot.
Okay.
But like a lot of red flags, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
just zoom
just dime right
red.
In, you
yes.
know? And then when you get out of it, you really do have like relationship blinders on or whatever, amnesia or something, where it's like, oh, that was like insane what I was doing.
It was insane.
And all
for
when
sure.
all of your friends and family are like, yeah, man, like we, yeah.
Everyone
we were waiting
knew.
For
and
you
then,
to see the light. I'm like, oh,
exactly.
It's so mortifying. Like,
I'm always
oh,
telling people, I'm like,
God.
It turned out he had some mental issue. And they're
like,
yeah,
we
knew.
Know. Yeah.
We knew.
We knew from literally Jump Street, like the first time you introduced us.
I'm always the last to know. I
always.
Just don't have a good. I don't
Which
have
is funny.
Good
you would think you would have like good like social radar, kind of like, you know, in comedy, on the road a lot, see all walks of life, weirdo, scumbag, bitch, cool. You're nice. You're not. But it's like nope. But
I
that's
think
because
after
you get,
I think also
you know,
like when I started, you know, when I after Dick Sister had freshly dumped me, my self-esteem wasn't doing too well. And I think I was just impressed if any guy in New York City like had an apartment. I was like, well, clearly I'm like,
really low.
Yeah, I was like, I should be lucky to go over to any man's apartment.
Right.
Like anybody that lived just a vaguely adult life, I would put onto an absurd pedestal. Yeah.
He has a belt.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Yes, exactly. Like,
he's the real deal. He owns a belt. It's like, okay, all right. That checks the box. I'll fuck this guy. It's
actually, Schumer and I were hanging out at a bar one night just to fuck with me, Amy.
Yeah.
So we were like, I was like, oh, I think that guy's kind of cute. And I go to the bathroom and she goes up to the guy and she was like, if you follow her to the bathroom, like she'll have sex with you.
Oh my God. That's a hell of a prank.
I mean, she knew he wouldn't really do it. Or she knew that he would not like take his dick
did
out.
Did she? Like, lol, I got my best friend raped in the bathroom.
I guess that's a good. No, but I think she thought like, oh, he's going to go and try to hook up. Like try to say something first. I don't think that, I mean, the chances of him being an active rapist and her saying that at the
trillion
same time.
Trillion to one.
Yeah. So if you really crunch the numbers, I probably wasn't going to be assaulted. So he just kind of like, and this is like one of the first guys I went out with. And then he worked at like a law firm or something. And I don't know. I just put up with all. He didn't follow me to the bathroom, actually. He told me later that she
what
said that.
What a gentleman.
Yeah. I know. Isn't that nice that
that's
he didn't
Prince fucking charming.
To assault me?
He was like, I'm all good, lady.
But the guy outside that bar, so she brought him inside, and he said he just got back from a war of some sort. And I was like, oh, poor guy. And so I got him
blow
a shot
and, you know,
or something. Yeah. No, I'm actually really, like, I make, and I know this will disgust everybody, but I get really nervous about, like, hooking up, and I can't have, like, casual sex unless I'm, like, really into somebody. So I was like, listen, can we have, like, a Christian sleepover where we just cuddle? But I'm very clearly outline it. I'm like, listen, if I was your sexual attorney, I would recommend that you don't take this deal. It's not a good deal for you. I'm like, you're going to be kind of like flaccid and annoyed for the next several hours.
Yeah,
but that's what I have on the table. But again, if I was you, I would be a strong, hard pass. You
right,
know?
Right.
But he was nice about my Christian sleepover thing. And we just like made out and he was pretty sweet. And he said he got back from this war. And then and he took me over to his apartment. So again, I'm just like, wow, I think I'm going to make it here.
A roof.
Yeah, a roof. Right. I don't deserve
it. It's raining out and we're safe. Wow.
I really did feel that way. And then so the next time we went out, he was like a foreman on a construction site or something. And he came to my show. I violently bombed. Like, it was like one of the first times I did stand up. And it was kind of the level where when you bomb, it's like an emergency. You know, you have to kind of, people have to help you get out of the room.
Yeah.
I think at one point I was like, somebody told me if you bomb really bad to say the most honest thing that comes to your mind.
Oh,
so I just stood up and I was like, it's my 23rd birthday. And this woman goes, 23 years of not being funny.
Oh, biggest laugh of the night for
biggest
sure.
Laugh of the night.
For
she had
sure.
To do like a Chinese fire drill around her table. Like she was just collecting high fives. He stayed, okay?
Yeah.
After that bomb, if I was
that's
him,
how
I
you know
just
he really
ran,
likes you.
Right? But the thing is, I think he was such a guttural alcoholic that he hadn't even noticed that I bombed. Like, he was just a deep code red drunk.
Oh.
And I thought,
and you're like, what a guy.
And again, I was like, it's a man with a belt and he's still here. Like, you know, God's
that is so
obviously
funny that he's sitting there blatantly not even understanding that you are a social loser up there.
Yes.
And you're sitting there not realizing that he's a blind drunk.
Yes.
What a person.
He thought
what
he was
couple.
In like Tampa or what? Something. Like he was a violent drunk. So
what
then
a
we
perfect
go to,
couple.
So then we go to the bar afterwards and he was like, listen, just so you know, I wasn't really in the war, okay? And so this, and I was like so thankful for the company after that level of like a high octane kind of traumatizing bomb that I was just like, you know what?
It's all good.
It's all good.
Maybe
dude.
That's why he stayed. Maybe he was like, now's my chance to get out of this
life. Absolutely.
She's
right.
At her lowest, and I can tell her right now that I had stolen valor to try to fuck her.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell her, and she'll be okay with it because she's at rock bottom.
I think you're absolutely right. Thank you for finally dissecting that for me. Okay. And then he goes to me, later on, like, we kept hanging out after that, after he told me he wasn't really in the war.
The way you were setting that up was like, the war? What do you mean, the war?
I know,
like, you would
vague,
say,
right?
Like,
yeah.
Afghanistan or wherever it was. I was in, like, what, the Great War? Were you in the
reference.
Korean War? Were you in the French and Indian War? What is going on here, the war?
You guys, he had, like, a limp, too. I still was just like, but he's got a one bedroom. He's going places. And then we would hang out. And he was, you know, when you know an alcoholic, like a deep, just, you know, committed alcoholic, when they have like sections in the bar, like there's like, and they have control issues with their money section. And this is the tip part. You know, he had like a whole like system at a bar.
Yep.
And I would meet him at this Port Authority bar after he got out of his like foreman job. And I got out of my nanny job. And he would just get just shit house wasted. And every time we would meet.
This is so romantic.
I thought it was so hot and I was so lucky. And then every time we would meet, he would go at a certain point, he'd be drinking at the bar and he'd go, listen, I got to get out of here. I got to catch a red eye. And I was like, where? Like, who needs you? You know, especially in this violently drunk state. And then a few hours later, I was like, didn't you have to catch a red eye? And he admitted to me, he goes, well, you know, there's no red eye. I just kind of figured important guys catch red eyes. Isn't that fascinating? And I moved in with him after post the red eye lie. And then we would, again, deserved everything I got after that. And then we would go out. I was always trying to collect him from some bar. And he'd be like, babe, I got to get a red eye. I'm like, don't your red eye. I've been down that lane and back with you before, my friend. And he admitted finally. He's like, yeah, I guess I just figure, you know, important guys have to catch red eyes or something. So it's something I say sometimes.
There's,
you know,
something endearing about being that spectacularly stupid. Like, that man is as dumb as a balloon to be like, I just say I have to catch. Do you think he even knows what that means, or he just says the words?
I mean, a red eye.
Because if
also,
you say you have to catch a red eye and then you don't go anywhere, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
You're right, because at a certain point, the cat's out of the bag,
right.
Isn't it?
Like, there was no red eye because you're still here, dude.
And you're still
Man,
here.
That's great.
You've had like 9 Jaegers.
Yeah, that stage of just lying, just blatantly lying to have sex is great.
And he would be, and he would get drunk. Whereas, do you know any drunks like this, where at a certain point of the night he would just kind of start glaring at somebody, and he would sort of think somebody had an issue with them at the bar,
picking
and he'd
a
be
fight
like,
with a guy just because they're there. Yeah.
And he'd be like, "You never defend me. You never fucking defend me." And I'm like, because
these
that is
things.
Like an old woman named Virginia. Like he was glaring at some 80-year-old lady trying to drink in peace at a Port Authority bar, and I'm pretty sure she hasn't harmed you.
These are the things that, like,
you
when you get out of the relationship, you're like, can you believe? Do you know he used to try to pick fights with old women at the bar? It's like, yes, we did. We saw him do it many times while you were, like, rubbing his leg and holding his hands, you idiot.
My brother was like, just like this last week, because we went on vacation with my whole family, and they were just telling all these, like, Chris stories, which was his name. My brother's like, you know that he glared at me, like, a lot. Like, I was like, really? He's like, yeah, your birthday. I had to leave because he kept glaring. He would just choose one person and look at them like this. Really? You know, and there was always one enemy that he had, at the bar. And then he would
I love it. And these are the people you choose to associate
my brother.
With.
Know? And I was like, did he ever by any chance like say that he had to catch a red eye? And my brother was like, yes, a couple times. And I was like, oh, I'll explain the red eye thing. he called out to my brother.
Amazingly dumb. Amazingly dumb.
Kind of like, you know, he had like chest out. Also, my brother's like a nebbishy Jew. Like, what? Why did he need to pick a fight with this lovely like Jewish social worker? And he come up. Meanwhile, he's like a jack construction dude. Right. He's come up real aggressively. My brother, he said, and he'd be like, "Dude, I better leave. I got to catch a red eye, but this isn't fucking over.
I gotta go back to war. Going to play war again after my red eye. Oh my god! And that like." Can you believe that there are some guys out there who like they're like, I can't get a date or I haven't gotten laid, and there's the guy who doesn't even know what catch a red eye means. And
sweeping up. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's not right. I wish I could be the Robin Hood of pussy and take it away from guys like that and
give it to the scientists. Wouldn't that
and the
be
men
great?
Who deserve it. Yes.
The Robin Hood of pussy. How could we physically do that? You need to kidnap them.
Although,
or chloroform over, take them out of the bar, prop them up next to the nice guy when they come to. you fuck this guy now.
Yes.
I mean, that is... It's,
later, sometime in my career, that quote is going to get taken out of context, and yes. somebody's going to say to me, you know, pussies can make their own decisions for themselves. And I will say on the record that I do know that. But I could be a helpful Robin Hood. I could just be like, look.
Pussies cannot think for themselves.
Maybe.
And neither can dicks. And that's how we end up in these situations where you fuck people who you would never even entertain a conversation with them. But all of a sudden, your pussy wants their dick, and their dick wants the pussy, so now you're... You're talking to the dumb guy who lies about the war. It's crazy.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
I mean, yeah.
How much it clouds you, it's nuts.
It's true. And it's like, and what you end up, what I was... would just stay and hang out for is truly fascinating. One guy that was like wildly jealous that he used to go, so he would always go through my history on my internet and then like find some guy to get jealous about that I liked a Facebook photo for. Yeah,
that's I find like intolerable.
It was
now,
so
like,
exhausting.
If you can't deal with like an Instagram like or a follow or you know, the porn I watch
or maybe a tongue sign next to a guy's photo. It says run a train on me or something. It's
yeah,
like, whatever.
Stop being such an insecure pussy.
I meant it like ironic train.
Yeah, you're like, well, yeah, maybe you saw the sex tape that we made once. Like, shut the fuck up. It's 2021, all right?
No, but he would look at like, and I, again, he knew. He went through my exhausting Christian sleepover phase. So mm-hmm. he knew that I've never cheated
like
on anybody
hoe,
in
yeah.
my life. Yeah.
Right.
And he went through, like, the thing with the Christian sleepover thing is that I think it doesn't really work because the guy's so exhausted. He's like, where do I sign? Yes. Mm-hmm, like, he's mm-hmm. backed up. He just wants to get laid. He doesn't
right.
necessarily want to be my boyfriend, but he ends up after some maze of exhausting
yeah,
Christian
yeah.
sleepovers. Yeah. I think I'm being, like, self-respecting, but I end up with some
yes.
asshole that probably doesn't even
yeah.
really like me that much.
Honestly, it's like, would you really want to date a guy who's such a fucking chump or weirdo that he accepts endless Christian sleepovers?
I don't think you do. They weren't endless. I mean, and you know, it's,
how long before there was an adult sleepover?
Where tits were complimentary in like the second Christian sleepover,
okay.
at least.
Okay.
So like, things were, right. I loosened up slowly, but yeah. I mean,
not one of those practicing Christians, just like
a
Christmas and Easter.
Of course,
yeah.
is what goes without saying.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
anyone's
yeah.
welcome to, not anyone, but anyway. So I don't even remember what the fuck I was talking about.
Wait, no, yeah, I was saying, would you want the guy who does the Christian sleepovers?
And yeah,
you, and
no,
you
but
said,
that
yeah,
is nice
you defended
because
it.
He was,
but
yeah.
No, but would you, no, because what you want or what you like, what you dream of is the guy who's like sweeping you off your feet and you're not even considering enforcing your dumb, stupid rules.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Sweep off your feet, guys, usually. That's the guy that, again, I feel
like
eventually
takes your
kills
head off.
You.
Yeah.
yeah. The
yeah,
guy
yeah,
that says
yeah.
that thing you've been waiting to hear.
He knows that's
probably
yeah.
he's probably not even aroused by women. You know, I feel like
right.
men that can create like that perfect compliment you're waiting to hear as a woman, there's a good chance.
Yeah,
because
you're
perfect.
Crafting it. You're like working on it.
Yes.
You're like, you know, yeah, I can see that.
So I don't know. I think
like if you're too smooth, that's when you know it's kind of fake.
Yes,
yeah.
I do think
you
so.
You need a little bit like of like stumbling, bumbling. To make it like real,
I think so, but I have no answers. I mean, clearly, I moved in with the red eye guy. So, what
you
the hell do I?
Them?
Yes,
I
moved
that.
In with him, and then I would come home and I'd be like, "You're drunk," and he'd be like, "I'm not drunk. You want to fight? Actually, I'm gonna end this drink tonight." I remember one night he was just like shirtless, and no, he had on not shirtless. He had on like a kind of Magnum PI type, like Hawaiian, like you
like
know, kind of
up.
Yes,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
And balls, dick, and just like a fun-loving Hawaiian button-down shirt, sitting on the edge of his bed, just bright red. You know the kind of drunk where you're
yeah,
like
yeah.
wet,
you
know,
like fluorescent red.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, "You're fucking drunk." He's like, "I'm not drunk. You obviously want to fight, and I'm not." And I was like, "Why do you have a Hawaiian shirt on?"
Was the shirt buttoned or not buttoned?
It was buttons. Fascinating.
Button. Just so he's doing like Winnie the Pooh. He's got no pants on. Took the time to button it up. Didn't put any pants on. He's just sitting there, dick and balls out, bright red
dick
drunk.
Dick balls, bright red drunk with his Hawaiian top on. I mean, I'll say he was fun. I will give him that.
He was a time.
He was fun. And it was entertaining, if nothing else. And he's like, I'm not drunk. And then he just quietly fell forward off his bed, face forward. It was the dumbest fall because he had like a nice thick carpet, so his stupid head just went plopping into the dumb carpet. And I think around that time, I gave him some sort of ultimatum. I was like, "If you don't put some pants on, we are not dating anymore." Then he was, there was not a chance in hell. Yeah.
What I wonder is, when you hear stories like this, this is one of those like, man, you should like make a series about this or write a book about the dating exploits. Is it, or do you think everybody has these stories?
I don't know if anybody's made as disastrous choices as I don't want to say
that's
that.
What I mean. I know it feels that way, but I promise you.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, the guy that would go through my history a lot, he would often take my laptop and he would get mad and he would start screaming about some guy's Facebook photo I liked. And then one thing he did that was really strange, when he would get really mad, he would make these wild noises, like Howard Dean type noises.
Yeah!
Yes, he was like, ah!
No way. Yes. Like a monkey?
Kind of. Like, more like just like, ah! Like when a guy gets excited in a campaign, he takes it a little too far. Yeah.
The only way to describe it is Howard Dean. Yeah.
Yes. And he would make Howard Dean like noises, and then he would be like, ah, you whore! Ah! And then he would run with the laptop to the freezer. And I was used to that freezer run. I was like, oh, here's the thing. He's
bringing
that
laptop
to
the freezer. To like put it in there or something?
Yes. And he would put it in the freezer, which I think it's, if I want to get into his specifically psychotic mind, I think he wanted to like destroy it, but he knew that the stakes would be a little too high with that. So he kept throwing it out a window.
Smash it.
Yeah. So
I'm going to put this in the freezer.
So he thought he would freezer it.
What a fucking dork.
And I was used to that freezer.
I mean, how many times do you think you did the freezer run?
I mean, like, it got to point. It was a very familiar jog for me, like from the bedroom to the freezer. I was like,
the fact that you're sitting there, like, he's going to the freezer. It's one of the funniest. This is making Red Eye Guy sound like a fucking marriage material, husband material.
No, he had like spyware on my phone. He was exhausted.
That is one thing I can't tolerate anymore, and I can't believe any of us do, but we all do. Where it's like, so she went through my phone and she saw, and like, yeah, listen, if she finds something like legit. Of course, that's on you. But you'll find something.
Sure.
Because you'll talk a little shit about, like, oh my God, she's being crazy today. And you find that. Or something you said to your friend or about another girl or whatever. So it's like, you'll find something. It'll be a fight. But the fact that anybody tolerates it, where it's like, that should be like, you're done.
I know.
You know? Like, if a normal person, if you found them going through your shit, you'd be like, I'm going to punch you in the fucking face and never talk to you again. And because you're dating someone, it's like, well, I'll forgive you and we'll keep doing this. It's insane.
I don't know why.
Oh, you went through all my shit. Like you hacked into my stuff.
He had systems.
I had to
get a new phone because I couldn't figure out what he was doing. And then he had me get Alexa because he said,
oh, sneaky motherfucker.
And then I was like, because I remember actually, one of my girlfriends was like, hey, this guy thinks you're cute. Nikki, actually. She was like, this guy thinks you're cute. And I was like, again, innocuous, who cares comment, you know? Mm-hmm. And she sent, and then we talked about it on the phone. Mm-hmm. And this, random guy that we knew in the business. So he said you were cute or something. Who gives a shit? Nice compliment, whatever. So we talked about it a little bit. And then later on that night, he came home and he's like, so obviously I know so-and-so thinks you're hot.
And
I was
all
like,
you ever
how would you know that? And
it?
I couldn't figure it out because I was like, I didn't write about it. It's not an incident.
Holy
and he's like,
shit.
Things get around in this business. I'm like, that's not a good tale. Men don't talk about that. No. They talk about maybe their own, I guess, replay whatever their own foul sexual experiences are. But they're not like sitting around like, guess who thinks somebody else is mildly attractive? Right. Yeah, that story stinks.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's no way that would have come to you. You know, and I was just, it was haunting me. I had this pilot at the time and for Comedy Central. So I went in the writer's room and they kind of knew he was crazy again. Uh-huh. But I was like, this friend of mine has this guy doing this thing where, and they were like, yeah, you're, it's they said, it, do you have Alexa? One of the things they asked me, because I was like, God. I didn't text it. Finally, I was just like, it's me. And they're like,
but
we know.
So then even, see, I'm so like not
so Alexa,
a,
you can
a
set
spy.
To record.
Oh, yeah. So you just like played back your.
He put the thing in the room and then I realized Alexa was recording everything. And so that's how he would know things. And he always seemed like he was mad at me. But
nuts.
Yeah, it was a lot.
But that's, and then like, Did you continue to see him after that?
Or was
that
I'm sure, yeah. There was like another healthy four or five bucks after that.
I mean, that's what's insane.
Where I had to go and, you know, go to therapy and work on myself and try to make better choices.
It's just like you fuck with people, though. It's just, I felt there was a time where I remember being like, I'm bugged. Like, I'm now thinking about Alexa. I'm like, I remember being like looking inside a teddy bear. Like, did she put a camera in here? Like, how?
Yeah, because you guys know what I'm talking about with Alexa, because it can record. You can set it to record. And
now
it
that
in
might
our bedroom.
Be it.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I there were times I thought the place was bugged. I was like, do I have to have someone like come sweep my apartment or something? Because
I know.
And then I remember one time I'm like, I gotta fight back. I remember one time I was like, my computer is compromised somehow. So I opened up my computer, I made up a fake name, and I searched it on Google. I searched the name and Instagram, and I just searched it, and then I closed it. And then she brought up the name. And I was like, you dumb bitch, that was fake.
And
I like smoked her out. Yes, and then, you know, six months later, we're still doing
exactly.
Like crazy things, you know?
Well, it's hard also because, like, you want them to get better. Like, he would say, he would admit it, then he would say, this is issues I have and I'm going to get better. And, you know, like, but it's like, I also think.
Well, that's what it is for you guys. It's the sex for us. It's like, whatever.
The sex for us.
If I say sorry, can we go, you know?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. I mean,
and then this dance just fucking continues until somebody ends up in the freezer.
Exactly.
With the laptop. I mean, it is
and I'm
just
jogging after him. Just like every Tuesday afternoon.
So
I was like, okay, here we go to the freezer.
The first time you're like, no, don't do it. And then by the third one, you're like,
And then he would stand in front and be like, ah! I'd just be like, please give it back. It was so crazy. But really, a lot of the crazy is my own. Because why in God's name?
Yeah, well, that's when you go, there's one common denominator here.
Yes.
It's fucking me.
And that's when I had to, like, learn to, like,
really
stop doing that and see red flags and not put every guy on a pedestal who just, you know, goes to an office during the day. I really thought that I was, like, so lucky.
You go on an elevator to go to work? You're the real deal. Yeah. And then firefighter comes and writes all those wrongs and gets rid of all the red flags and happily ever after.
Yeah, and we just don't ever.
That's just amazing. We just don't ever.
Never. But no, we were set up, and here's how I was described to him. How insulting is this description? His buddy called him up, and he goes, how would you like to meet a semi-famous Jewish jokester? Have you heard a less arousing expression? It sounds
Jewish
like a character
jokester.
From, like, Fiddler on the Roof or something. Yeah. No guy wants to meet a Jewish jokester.
Not at all.
No.
I can't think of something that turns me on less than a Jewish jokester.
And then I think my name cock blocks me really bad, too. Because if your buddy calls you up and he's like, hey, I want to hook you up with this girl. Her name's Rachel Feinstein. You'd be like, you know what?
It's a little bit tough.
I need to see some pictures.
Yeah. Like
70.
Let's hope she's one of those people who say, yeah, your name does not really match your looks at all. You know, if you get set up with like some like fucking Spanish, you know, Veronica Salamanca or something. It's like, oh, okay.
Yes.
Rachel Feinstein's not really moving.
That's why there's not a lot of, like, Susan Weintraubs in porn. It's not particularly, it's a very flaccid-making name.
Yeah, the chosen tribe is not one for the porn hug names. You're not going to get Axelrods. You're not going to get the Steins and the Bergs on Pornhub. That's not going to happen.
I search my dermatologist's name on porn sites all the time and I can't find it. I'm like, Leibowitz. Leibowitz coming on stomach. And I can't find it. So if you're out there.
Oh, man, I love it. You're a funny Jewish jokester. I'll tell you that much. Shit.
Am I supposed to play a game now? Or
yeah,
something?
Yes. We're going to go next door to the studio.
Okay.
We're going to play Answer the Internet. So tell the people where to find you and podcasts and all that, whatever you got going.
My Instagram is @RachelFeinstein_. I have a new album coming out, a prank album called Call Girls.
Oh, yeah. You do a lot of voices and characters and shit, right?
Yeah, yeah. And we pranked through like COVID, me and my friend Jessica Kirsten, who's a really funny comic.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So
yeah,
we're coming out with that album, which will be out in Sirius on the 24th.
Beautiful. Great.
Thanks. Thank you.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I made a charcoal mess. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.